This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Life is uncertain. I think everyone can agree on that. This fact bothers some people and others not so much. But there are two things that are unavoidable and both must be prepared for in advance in order to avoid disastrous, catastrophic results to you personally. Those two things are death and the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. I will explain in a moment. First, I'd like a brief moment with my Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Nearly 150,000 people die each day around the world, according to reliable estimates. That is unpleasant to consider, but very true. Accidents of all kinds, traffic, industrial, sports, military, diseases like COVID-19, Ebola, dengue fever, and many other medical problems like heart attacks, stroke, cancer, and AIDS. Life is more fragile and vulnerable than we like to think about. The Bible presents death as separation. Physical death is the separation of the soul from the body. Spiritual death is the separation of the soul from God. Death is the result of sin, for the wages of sin is death. That's the first part of Romans 6:23. The whole world is subject to death because all have sinned. By one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. That's Romans 5:12. In Genesis 2:17, the Lord warned Adam that the penalty for disobedience would be death. You will surely die. When Adam disobeyed, he experienced immediate spiritual death, which caused him to hide from the Lord God among the trees of the garden, Genesis 3:8. Later, Adam experienced physical death, Genesis 5:5. On the cross, Jesus also experienced physical death, Matthew 27. The difference is that Adam died because he was a sinner, and Jesus, who had never sinned, chose to die as a substitute for sinners, Hebrews 2:9. Jesus then showed his power over death and sin by rising from the dead on the third day, Matthew 28, Revelation 1:18. Because of Christ, death is a defeated foe. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15:55. For the unsaved, meaning those people who do not have a real and certain faith connection with Jesus and who are not born again, death brings to an end the chance to accept the gracious offer of salvation that God has extended. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. For the saved, meaning those who do have an established, sure, and solid faith connection with Jesus, and who are indeed born again, death ushers us into the presence of Christ, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8, Philippians 1:23. So real is the promise of the resurrection of the believer that the physical death of a Christian is called sleep, 1 Corinthians 15:51, 1 Thessalonians 5:10. True Christians look forward to that time when there shall be no more death, Revelation 21:4. Mortality is the state of being subject to eventual death. Since the first sin in the Garden of Eden, all earthly life became mortal. Now it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. The biblical view of mortality is that it is an inevitable part of the curse in Genesis 3, but it is not the end of our existence. Physical mortality is the end of the earthly phase of existence, but Scripture is clear on that. When our bodies die, our spirits are instantly transferred to our eternal dwelling places. There are only two possible destinations for our souls after we physically die: heaven and hell. In Luke 16:19-31, Jesus explains the difference in those destinations. Those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are, upon death, immediately in a place of comfort and rest in the presence of God until the final resurrection of our bodies, 2 Corinthians 5:8, 1 Corinthians 15. Those who rejected the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for sin, or who trusted in something other than the grace of God to save them, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, will enter a place of torment commonly called hell. At the final judgment, all who did not surrender to Christ while on earth will be cast forever into the lake of fire, Revelation 21:8, Matthew 25:41. For the Christian, mortality, meaning that physical life is temporary, is not to be feared. Physical death merely ushers us into the presence of Christ, Philippians 1:23, Luke 23:43. We should live in a state of prepared expectancy, investing our lives in that which is eternal, Matthew chapter 6. Although for real Christians our place in heaven is assured because Jesus paid our ticket, we will still be judged according to what we did with what we were given, 2 Corinthians 5:10. God wants to reward His faithful servants who invested their time, passions, and resources in His work. For the Christian, physical mortality merely results in a change of address as we move from the tent here on earth to the eternal home in heaven, which will be far greater. For non-Christians, however, mortality opens the doorway into the worst part of their lives. Those who reject, ignore, or substitute something else for Christ have already lived their best lives now. That popular book title, Your Best Life Now, will take on a sudden, shocking, horrible reality for those without an already established faith connection with Jesus Christ. Regardless of how miserable their earthly lives may have been, they then face greater suffering when the righteous judgment of God falls upon unrepentant sinners. According to the Bible, there are no second chances after death. No purgatory, no reincarnation, no possibility that those still on earth can pray you into heaven. Some people are terrified to consider their own mortality, but ignoring it will not make it less of a reality. Wise people consider their own mortality and adjust their lives so they are prepared for it. The prudent see danger and take refuge, Proverbs 22:3. We do not know how many days God has appointed for us. No one is guaranteed a long earthly life, nor are we guaranteed more opportunities to repent before we die, Hebrews 12:17. The biblical view of mortality is that all human beings will die physically, but only those who are not in Christ will die spiritually. And as if death is not bad enough, the Bible also refers to the second death. It is mentioned on multiple occasions in the book of Revelation and is basically the same as the lake of fire. It is a death in that it is a separation from God, the giver of life. It is called the second one because it follows physical death. Revelation 21:8 explains the second death in great detail. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. The second death is exclusively for those who have rejected Christ. It is not a place believers in Christ should fear. Revelation 26 speaks of the second death in relation to a future period called the millennium. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with Him for 1,000 years. This verse notes three important facts. First, those who die for their faith in Jesus during the tribulation will later be resurrected to enter the millennium and live with him. Second, these martyrs will escape the lake of fire or second death. Third, they will reign with Christ. The second death is also mentioned in Revelation 20. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If the name of anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. At the end of time, even death and the grave, Hades, will be thrown into the lake of fire. In addition, every person not included in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. This condition will be final. The destination is permanent. In summary, the second death is a reference to the lake of fire where those who are separated from God by their sin will dwell for all eternity. This judgment was recorded in Scripture as a warning to unbelievers to seek the salvation that Jesus Christ provides. The coming judgment should also challenge true Christian believers to share their faith. There is a vast difference between the final destination of those who know Christ and those who do not. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal, saving faith. I will leave you today with this Bible portion from the end of Matthew chapter 24. They will see the Son of Man arriving on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a loud trumpet blast, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. But as for that day and hour, no one knows it, not even the angels in heaven, except the Father alone. For just like the days of Noah were, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. For in those days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and took them all away. It will be the same at the coming of the Son of Man. Therefore, stay alert, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have been alert, and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.